So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 10, text number 31 and 32. So first I do 31 myself. Translation. While the ladies of the capital of Hastinapur were greeting him and talking in this way, the Lord, smiling, accepted their good greetings, and casting the grace of his glance over them, he departed from the city. And that's today's verse, text 32, translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maharaj Yudhishthir, although no one's enemy, engaged four divisions of defense, horse, elephant, chariot and army, to accompany Lord Krishna, the enemy of the Asuras, demons. The Maharaj did this because of the enemy and also out of affection for the Lord. Purport. Natural defensive measures are horses and elephants combined with chariots and men. Horses and elephants are trained to move to any part of the hills or forests and plains. The charioteers could fight with many horses and elephants by the strength of powerful arrows, even up to the standard of the Brahmastra, similar to modern atomic weapons. Maharaj Yudhishthir knew well that Krishna is everyone's friend and well-wisher, and yet there were asuras who were by nature envious of the Lord. So out of fear of attack from others and out of affection also, he engaged all varieties of defensive forces as bodyguards of Lord Krishna. If required, Lord Krishna himself was sufficient to defend himself from the attack of others who counted the Lord as their enemy. But still he accepted all the arrangements made by Maharaj Yudhishthir because he could not disobey the king who was his elder cousin. The Lord plays the part of a subordinate in his transcendental sporting, and thus sometimes he puts himself in the care of Yashoda Mata for his protection in his so-called helplessness of childhood. That is the transcendental lila or pastime of the Lord. The basic principle for all transcendental exchanges between the Lord and his devotees is exhibited to enjoy a transcendental bliss for which there is no comparison, even up to the level of Brahmananda. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Akadama Yam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pramnamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadarhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langaita Girim Yarki Pata Maham Vande Shri Gurum Dhinatana. I'd like to ask everybody's blessings so we can say something relevant. So I'd like to speak today about the service attitude that we can see are there in all pervading in the spiritual world among liberated souls. So it's even there in Shantaras. Even cows of Vrindavan and the trees, and they also have this attitude of service to serve Krishna, and also it exists in Dasya Ras and also in Sakya Ras. The friends of Krishna, they always are eager to serve Krishna, fan him and massage his lotus feet, and is also prominent in Vatsalya Ras. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, they are serving Krishna as parents, and also in Madhurya Ras, gopis of Vrindavan, they are also always considering themselves as maidservants of the Lord. So even the eternally liberated souls who are not aware anymore that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they also have this mood of servitude. And it is very, very important to understand this principle of service. Also, Krishna's expansions, first expansion of Krishna is Shri Balaram, and he is considered the Supreme Personality of Servitor of Godhead. So he is the Supreme Lord, is practically not different from Krishna, but he also has this service of mood of service attitude. He is, expands as Krishna's shoes and clothes, and all the Vrindavan Dham is also considered an expansion of Shri Balaram. He is so enthusiastic to serve Krishna. And all other expansions that come from Shri Balaram, the first quadruple expansion and second quadruple expansion, and Narayan and Mahavishnu, they all are, they maintain that spirit of service to Shri Krishna. They all considered themselves as a servitor of Krishna. And we can see the same as Advaita Acharya, who is actually an expansion of Sadashiva and also Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu is so great and limited. The universe has come out of his pores. And he is Goddess service attitude to Krishna. He declares in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita in the sixth chapter that I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya, and I am a servant of his servants. So even Advaita Acharya has got this amazing attitude of service to the Lord, to Shri Krishna. And this service is so blissful, so ecstatic, that even Krishna himself, he becomes inspired to also experience this joy of service. That in the universal devastation when it took place, Markandeya Rishi once saw this baby Krishna, and he was sucking his feet, and the acharyas explained that Lord Krishna wants to check out, you know, what is about himself, what is so sweet that you know, about his lotus feet, what is it so sweet, so he wants to suck his feet to check it out, his own sweetness. And the same with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, he becomes so inspired to see how devotees are so enthusiastic to serve him, that he wants to taste that service himself, that he comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya is so keen and eager to serve. He serves devotees, prasadam. It is described that he even kind of washes clothes of his devotees. And all his personal associates, like Sarup Damodar Goswami, who is, I believe, is Vishaka, personal associate of Srimati Radharani, they always very, very keen and enthusiastic to serve. So there is so much joy in the service. So this is Vishnu Tattvas, like Balaram, they are very keen to serve, but it's also Gladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani. She is also considers herself a maid servant of Krishna. She is very, very keen to serve, and it is described, Krishna is so grateful that he awards that unlimited bliss whoever pleases him. It is described in Chaitanya Chaitamrita that Srimati Radharani, she experiences 10 million times more bliss than Krishna experiences joy in receiving the service. So Krishna is so grateful, he awards so much bliss and ecstasy for those who serve him. And the same with all the queens of Dwaraka. They are also very, very enthusiastic to serve. Even they have so many maid servants, they prefer to offer this service to Krishna themselves, the Fanyam with Chamaras, and the same with Sri Lakshmi Devi. She is also always very keen to serve Lord Narayan. She's massaging his lotus feet. So there is so much unlimited joy and bliss in serving Krishna. And then we see even rulers of this universe, Lord Brahma, he comes as Haridas Thakur. He is also so enthusiastic to serve. So as in even all the Panchatattva, they all in the spiritual world, they are Vishnu Tattva, they are supreme personality of Godhead and various plenary parts of Him. They give up that supremacy just to enjoy for the time being this joy of being a servant. So this is very, very important thing to understand for us, because in the material world we become conditioned by being touched with this material world. This service idea, it sounds very bitter in material world. We become addicted to serve our own senses. We become godasa, and we even become like a bitter and hateful and try to avoid service. But even in material sense, if you want to be successful in material world, the service attitude is very, very, it is very important in any relationships. If there is no service attitude, it will crumble. And even, you know, in a business world, if the company fails to serve the client, you know, big companies, if they lose the service attitude, they also crumble. So when we become kind of frustrated by trying to be master in this material world, we come to Krishna consciousness and we start to understand, you know, what is the problem. It's actually this idea of trying to be master that is a problem. And we have so much competition in material world to become a master. So first thing what we hear in Krishna consciousness, that we are actually eternal servant. And when we engage in that propensity of being a servant, then we start to experience this true happiness and true joy. And we understand this very, very important principle of that we are dasa no das, anudas, gopi bharta pada kamalyar dasa dasa no das, we are eternal servant of Krishna. And as we start acting in that capacity more and more, we start to enjoy this true happiness and true bliss. Krishna starts reciprocating with us in this by awarding us satisfaction and fulfillment. But what happens after a little while? In the beginning we start dasana, dasana, das, but then we get initiation and we become such and such das. And then after a little while, after a few more years, we become Prabhu. People start to offer respect to us. Everybody calls us Prabhu. And sometimes in due course of time, we even start competing with Mahaprabhu. That's also happens. We've seen it in a history. It's also happened. So it's very important to keep for us the service attitude. You know, even if after some time we become more senior devotee, we get some responsibility, we are giving, you know, we become a head of ashram, or we become a head of kitchen, or of cleaning, or whatever, and people start to offer us respect, and sometimes that service attitude can go away, and even that satisfaction and bliss of Krishna consciousness can go a little bit down. You know, a lot of devotees experience that in the beginning of Krishna consciousness is very blissful, but then in due course of time, you know, something happens, and so often our service attitude goes down, and that bliss and ecstatic experience of Krishna consciousness can even go down as well, and we start to experience that this pratishta, you know, getting a lot of respect, and that becomes our gratification, because soul is always looking for some pleasure. So if it's not deriving pleasure from Krishna consciousness, it will be trying to derive pleasure for something else, you know, for some material thing, material adoration. So we have to revisit, you know, constantly revisit this idea of that we are actually the eternal servant of the Lord, and cultivate our service attitude. So it's important, even if we hear about this subject matter a lot, it's important to revisit and cultivate this service attitude. And then one of the most important, actually some devotees say one of the important, most important statements in Srila Prabhupada's books is that our advancement depends on our attitude of the follower. And Krishna is looking for that service attitude. It's not, even, you know, the service that we do is so a secondary importance, but the attitude of service is considered primary, that we want to please Krishna. Krishna is Bhava Grahi Janardhan. He is able to extract that devotional mood that we want to please, we want to serve. And we make a lot of advancement if we develop the service attitude. It's very, very pleasing to Vaishnavas. And when Vaishnavas are pleased, then Krishna will also be pleased. And this is how we get the taste for chanting. So we can't rely for a long time. You know, in the beginning we get this relief from material existence and the struggles and the miseries. And there is this very blissful stage when we feel relief. But then we have to go deeper. We have to really start experiencing hard taste in Krishna consciousness. And that actually comes by serving devotees, as described in the first canto, second chapter. We get this affinity for hearing and chanting. We get a taste for hearing and chanting by serving devotees. And also we become very quickly purified when we adopt this mood of service. As we go on in Krishna consciousness, various anarthas come up in our heart, and we need to deal with them. There's a personal experience that at one point in my Krishna consciousness, I started to kind of see other devotees. You know, some devotees are giving fantastic classes. Some other devotees, they like a brilliant and singing and musical instruments and kirtan, and somebody's fantastic cook, and there are so many wonderful qualities that Vaishnavas have. So I become a little bit kind of jealous, and this anartha came out of envy, and I consulted with senior Vaishnavas, and they said, you know, the best way to overcome this anartha is to serve devotees, and it was, that was the last thing I wanted to hear. So I tried to find some more guidance, and whoever I asked, they said, you know, this is the way to go. this is the only way. So somehow or another, I started to practice this to some extent in my life, and even for some time, you know, for a few years, it became like my life and soul. I was just looking for any opportunity to serve devotees, and it was whatever was such a miserable anartha that I was going through, in a very short amount of time it became most blissful time in my Krishna consciousness, because if you look back to whatever in the beginning stages or later stages, whenever you have this service attitude very prominent in our life, this is actually one of the most blissful and ecstatic times in our Krishna consciousness. So that's why we have to regularly revisit this idea and look at our service attitude, how it is going. And there are many different ways to cultivate this service attitude in many different opportunities. Just like even in the morning program is actually full of opportunities to serve devotees and serve Vaishnavas. At times, you know, I felt like a little like offensive for in Tamaguna, but whenever you take opportunities to serve Vaishnavas in the morning program, like passing out ghee lamp or a flower or serving flowers to be offered to Srila Prabhupada, you immediately feel how your consciousness becomes transformed. It becomes uplifted. It becomes purified. So it's a wonderful way to make spiritual advancement and get a taste for hearing and chanting. Because in the long term, it's very difficult to carry on without the taste. So if we make serving Vaishnavas our life and soul, that taste will definitely be there, and we'll be able to remain strong in our Krishna consciousness in the long term, and even overcome various types of offenses by serving devotees. And another wonderful way to serve and to cultivate this attitude is serving prasadam to devotees. If any opportunity arises to serve prasad, that's definitely a very fast and quick way to get a taste. And in the beginning, when we never did that, you know, our main taste in Krishna consciousness is taking some nice prasadam, and you know, last thing we want to is to serve it. We want to be in the front of the queue. But you know, we all have experience that if we put that aside, and maybe somebody makes a plate for us to make sure that we are not deprived of prasadam by the end of service. If we serve prasadam, then we feel how our senses become kind of subdued. You know, our kind of lust and desire for gratifying senses, it goes down, and we like one of the first blissful experiences of serving is actually serving prasadam. So if you haven't tried it, very much recommend. It's a very good way to cultivate this service attitude. And of course, it's also, if you chant very good japa, then naturally the service attitude arises in our heart, because we are actually asking for service. Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. After very good japa, our service attitude will improve, and good reading and hearing lectures, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, it reminds us about service attitude, and also being enthusiastic. We may sometimes not feel very enthusiastic in our devotional service, but actually acting enthusiastic, the enthusiasm will arrive in the heart. And that enthusiasm, it is our expression. It is our choice. Actually, it's not something that we just have to wait. You know, I'm not feeling enthusiastic today, so, or you know, this week or this month or this year. But actually, we can choose. It's our personal choice to be enthusiastic in Krishna service. And Krishna will reciprocate. He will award that enthusiasm, genuine inspiration to serve. And so sometimes we may not feel like it, but we can do it as an austerity, and we will see how we experience, how our consciousness changes, and we get the taste for this service attitude. So I'll stop here and ask some questions or comments about this subject.